From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Rachel Silverstein reports in Capital Confidential that the four-member panel of current and former comptrollers assigned to decide whether New York lawmakers, statewide elected officials, and State Department of heads get their first raise since 1998 met November 13th and decided they might need outside counsel. The New York State Compensation Committee includes State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, former State Comptroller Carl McCall, New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, and SUNY Board of Trustees Chairman Bill Thompson, formerly New York City's Comptroller. DiNapoli would get a raise himself if the commission approves the raises. They have until December 10th to make a decision, and McCall hinted where they might be going. McCall said, and I quote, "One possibility is to phase in the payments. There could be adjustments over a three-year period," end quote. The commission holds public hearings on the matter in Albany on November 28th and in New York City on November 30th. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that four people, including 4th Ward Supervisor Linda Mussman, pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor November 13th for painting crosswalks on Hudson City streets September 24th. Mussman and Claudia Bruce, former 2nd Ward Supervisor Ed Cross and Hudson resident Peter Spear, all painted crosswalks at the corners of 3rd and State Streets. On October 3rd, the city painted their own crosswalks at that intersection. On September 28th, Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said there has only been one vehicle accident at that intersection in the past 15 years, and no one was hurt. But the quartet of painters believe the intersection is dangerous and neglected. Bruce said September 27th, and I quote, "I think what is going on here is that this is bringing some awareness to the situation," end quote. The group will next appear in court December 11th to discuss restitution, with no trial date yet set. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Richard Moody from Columbia Green Media reports that increased sales tax revenues are allowing Ancrem Town officials to propose a 2019 budget with a 0.99% tax decrease. Citizens can give their input on the budget at 6:45 November 15th at the Ancrem Town Hall on Route 7. Town Supervisor Art Basin said, and I quote, "Salaries will increase about 1.5 to 2% this year. Benefits are going up about 5 to 6%, and I believe retirement benefits decreased this year," end quote. But the budget only gives the role of Jansen Community Library $10,000 more than last year, while the other towns that share the facility, Copeg and Hillsdale, pitch in $55,000 and $42,000, respectively. According to the library, 548 town residents with Mid-Hudson Library System cards list the role of Jansen Community Library as their home library. Ancrem received $320,000 in sales tax revenue this year and is projecting $300,000 in the next year's budget. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. H.R.O. Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that taxes won't rise next year in Bern, though the full 2019 budget is $89,000 more than this year. To keep from raising taxes, Supervisor Sean Lyons is taking $368,000 from the town's fund balance and about $50,000 in reserve accounts. Paying for the county ambulance service, though, was a sticking point during budget discussions of the $2.9 million budget for the southern Albany County town. Costs are up for the Bern Fire District and garbage and recycling services. There was also much confusion about how much and when the town would be charged for ambulance service. Beginning last year, the Albany County Sheriff's Office began charging Bern, Westerlo, and Rensselaerville for basic life support from the Sheriff's Emergency Medical Services Division after Rensselaerville's volunteer ambulance closed last summer. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.